We give our worship team a great big hand clap. Man, they're doing such an awesome job. I'm so glad that they are here. I'm so glad that you are here today. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and worship with us today. Today is going to be a little bit different in that the tradition is that Pastor Jay, and but by the way, for those of you that are worshiping online, you don't get a chance to see that Pastor Jay and Karen are here with us today. So can we give them a hand clap? Man, our senior pastor has been fighting to come back from a back surgery, and I must say he looks really, really good. And you know that's really saying something. I must say I am so happy to see that you are recovering well. Can't wait to give you your pulpit back next week. I am really excited about that. Amen. No, I'm just glad to see that Pastor Jay is recovering well. And so what Pastor Jay normally does around this time of year, the last Sunday sermon, what Pastor Jay does is a look back. And so we're going to continue in that tradition today in a look back on 2020. And I know some of you are saying, no, that's okay. I don't want to look back at 2020. It has left an indelible impression upon me. But I think when you see where we're going to go with this look back, I think it's going to be encouraging, because one thing that I've found in being a part of an organization, being a part of a church, being a part of any organization, sometimes we have our heads down so much that we don't ever get a chance to look up and smell the roses, and we don't get a chance to sometimes look up and see what God has done. And so today, I want us to just relax. This is not going to be so much in a sermon format, but I just really want to encourage you. I really want you to take a breather, hold your head up, and look at what God has done through Connect Church in 2020 amidst everything that's going on. And I believe if you see what I see, and hopefully I can paint this picture with clarity, I hope that you can see what God has done, what you've been able to do, what we've been able to do as a collective organization of believers whose hearts are bent toward God. And so I'm excited about it, but I'm even more so excited about what God is going to do in 2021. So let's pray, and as we typically do, let's stand, and let's read from the Bible so that you can say that I did give you some Bible today. And today's text is one of my favorite when I'm talking to myself and I'm talking myself through some tough times. This is the text that comes to me, and we're going to go, if you can, go to Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 12th verse. That's Hebrews chapter 6, verse 12. And it reads like this. It says, "So that you will not be sluggish, but imitators of those," catch this, "who through faith and endurance inherit the promises of God." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace today. We just thank you, God, for just who you are. Thank you, God, for your omnipotence, God. Thank you, God, for your excellence, God. Thank you for your majesty, God. God, here we come, God, humbly before you today, to worship you, God, to serve you, God. And God, I invite the Holy Spirit to just come in and just rest, rule, and reign in our presence today. God, I thank you for this word, God, of encouragement, God, for your people during this time. So God, I pray that this word today falls on the good soils of our heart. Not on the stony places and not on the rocky places, but on the good soils of our heart. So that this word, God, can encourage us, God, that it can keep us going, God, that we don't grow weary in well-doing, God, that we can continue to push forward, God, in what you called us to do. And so, God, I just thank you. God, I ask you to do one thing, God, and that is wear me like a glove. Use me, God, for the very intents and purposes that you created me for, and that is to make your name great. And so we'd give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can be seated. So, as I stated earlier, I know everyone here, if I ask you to show a raise of hands, by a raise of hands, you would say that 2020 has been probably one of the roughest years that you've probably ever experienced in your life. Is that correct? I can agree. I'm 57. I just turned 57 about 2 weeks ago, and man, I tell you, I've never seen a time in this world like what we're going through today. But here's the thing that I want to encourage you with. No matter how bad things get, no matter how many masks that we have to wear, no matter that we have to stay 6 feet apart from each other, no matter that this year Thanksgiving looked a little bit different than what Thanksgivings in the past looked like, Christmas didn't look like what Christmas normally looked like this year, all because of this pandemic called COVID-19 and all the effects of it. And typically where we find ourselves when, if you are in charge of any kind of organization, church or whatever, you find yourself, sometimes you can fall into this trap of, man, everybody's going through it together. I mean, everybody's struggling. Yes, everybody's struggling. COVID-19 doesn't show preferences. COVID-19 and all of the effects, it's not a respect or person. It doesn't care who it infects. But can I share this encouraging word with you today? Is that in the midst of all of that, your church, our church, was able to accomplish some great things. And it's all because of you, all because you did not grow weary. Yes, some did, and we lost some by the wayside. Some have fallen prey to new habits, and we're going to get them back, and we're going to help them form some new habits of coming back to church again and fellowshipping again and being in community with each other. But I just want to take this time today to give you a look back on what we've been able to accomplish as Connect Church. And so I'm going to start it out with this first video. Let's watch this.
Cactus and a sun.
Okay, they did not hear that.
That's our pizza being delivered.
That's our dinner.
So we will pause.
That's our dinner.
Being our defender and our protector, we are so thankful for everything that you've done for us, for keeping us safe from any sickness that we might get. We ask that you continue to keep us safe, Lord, and just continue to defend us and protect us through all the things that we do. I thank you so much for all of our friends listening in today, and I ask that you
help protect them this week as well.
We love you so much. In
Jesus' name we pray. Oh, man. I told y'all the day was going to be different. I didn't know it was going to be that different. but no, all seriousness aside, I really want you to know that Stacy, Brittany, and all of the volunteers in this children's ministry, even amidst this COVID-19 pandemic that we're in, they did not settle. They did not fold their arms and say, man, everybody's going through, everybody's struggling. What Stacy and the children's ministry decided to do was they said that we're going to respond. And not only are we going to respond, but we're going to keep on responding. We're going to keep on coming up with ways to impact your children and our children. Stacy and Brittany and that children's team, they did not give up. I mean, they went to such extremes to go to the to the houses of children and play with them in their driveway, and then have driveway devotionals. Who does that? Who does that? It are people who are committed to Connect Church and who are committed to being in fellowship and who are committed to teaching our children about the love of God. That's what we were able to accomplish as a church in 2020 in spite of COVID-19. But see, sometimes when you're so caught up in what's going on around you, you can sometimes ask this question, well, what is our church doing? Well, I'll tell you what our church is doing. Our church is in a relentless pursuit to impact you and your families. We're going to start at your children. We're going to grab your children's heart, and we're going to so love on them that you won't be able to stay home anymore. You're going to have to come to church because they're going to want to be here with their friends. I always say, it never matters what happens to you. It's how you respond. And I can tell you, Connect Church, you can be proud of how we are responding. Our children's ministry did drop-off gifts with the kids. They took lessons to them and snacks to them and And they had to change different events to where VBS was canceled in the summer, but they didn't just stop there. They did a abbreviated version of VBS in the winter, all because they wouldn't quit. They have a relentless pursuit to impact you and your children. So let's take a look at this next video. Amen. That's our missions department. Our missions department didn't just fold their arms and cry, woe is me. There's nothing that can be done. Our missions department stayed on mission throughout 2020. And man, I tell you, I'm proud of our staff. I'm proud of all of the ministries. The quilting ministry, though, I really want to take a time and highlight them because they took a controversial topic or piece of material, such as a mask, and they didn't let the mask divide them. They didn't let the mask politicize them. What our quilting ministry did was they used the mask and created mask and provided masks to first responders, to nurses, to firemen, to policemen. They used the mask as a tool for good and not as a tool to separate. You see, it's this is an inanimate object. I mean, it can be whatever you choose for it to be. And they chose to use it as a force for good and not a force to separate. So much so that the letter that you saw, if I'm not mistaken, was from UTA, I believe, and UTA wanted them to provide masks for several thousands of folks. In our missions department, in spite of COVID, they still raised $4,000 for a mission trip to Kenya that ultimately got canceled. We had the in the month of May, just as COVID was really ramping up, we had the great pizza giveaway where we gave away 300 pizza kits, 150 to families of Connect and 150 for families of Connect to share with others. In June and July, the The missions department collected food for the food bank at Missions Arlington. In August, the missions department provided 75 meals to the Baptist Student Union at on the UTA campus. In October, Connect Serves, we served, you saw all of us there. 45 members of this church went to Mission Arlington and served over there for Mission Arlington. And then not only did we do that, but David Cummings and the mission team had an idea to provide 500 turkeys, because while we were there, they told us about a need that they had for turkeys. And so while we were there, just on the spot, we saw a need, and we saw that a need needed to be met, and our church decided right then and there, on the campus of Mission Arlington, we said, we'll provide you with 500 turkeys. We didn't know how we were going to do it, but how many know that when God lays something on your heart, there's always a way? When it's God inspired, it's not how, it's just, you know, that is something that God inspired you. All you need to do is just keep knocking and keep asking, and somehow, some way, it's going to get done. And so, Connect Church, you were able to provide 500 turkeys for Thanksgiving for some family that may not have had a turkey if you did not step up. And so I want, and then in December, we had the great gift away. And the great gift away is we provide Christmas gifts for children and for families. And so we gave gifts to 56 children, encompassing 20 families. And on top of all of this, during COVID-19, during this global pandemic, we were able to do that, and we were also able to continue our monthly support of all of the other organizations that we support around the world. Can you give yourselves a hand clap on that? It's not what happens to you, but it's how you respond. And I'm telling you, Connect Church, we did not allow COVID-19 to prevent us from doing the work and the will of God. So let's continue on. Let's see this next great area of ministry. So this is from the facilities ministry, and we started out at the end of 2019. Connect Church, we did a special offering called Count on Me, and the ideal around the Count on Me at the end of 2019 was that we could count on each other, that you could count on me to be a part of Connect Church and part of revitalizing our facility. And so what we did was we raised, as a church, by the end of December 2019, we raised 50,000 $6,815 to go towards the facilities. And so I want to report to you today, Connect Church, that we used all of those funds, and you can see it in the hub. We took up that outdated carpet in the hub. We got nice new flooring in the hub. In here in the sanctuary, you see the acoustic the acoustic sound boards. We used part of the funds for that. The K through 4 and the 5th and 6th classrooms, we updated those with new flooring. And then by the we couldn't get it done by the end of this year, but the crew is going to come back, and every classroom in here will no longer have carpet. It will have new flooring. There will be new TVs in the classroom, so that we could offer online discipleship classes for the people who still don't want to come back, and we can still serve them. And then, did you see that your children now have a nice playground that they can go to and play doing service? And we equipped it with toys and all that. And then we just finished. We redid the flooring in the men's and the women's bathroom as well. So all of that $50,815 that you entrusted us with, we used it to revitalize, to upgrade this facility. Because this is where we do part of our business. This is not where we do all of our business, because how many of you know, this is not the be-all, end-all. And when I say that, I'm talking about the facility. But when people do decide to come and join us and come experience what we are experiencing, we want to have a nice place for people to come, so that they know that, man, this church is serious about God's business. And we're serious about serving people with excellence. And so that's what we were able to do with the $50,815. And then we also did the new lighting and all of that. So can you give yourselves a hand clap? Yes, yes, yes. All right, what's the next area of ministry, Mo? tell you, I'm very impressed with Pastor Jared. And I'm not going to heap too much praise on him because you know how those young folks are. But I'm going to say this to him in public. He's a discipler. He is a discipler. And he's discipling your children, your college students. And you know, the thing that I like about Jared is Pastor Jared eats, sleeps, and breathes the youth, the college students, and young adults. He wakes up every day knowing that today he's going, before he lays his head down again, that he's going to disciple somebody. He's going to impact some kid, some college student, some young adult. Man, I'm excited about our youth at this church. Because it is these young adults, these college students, man, they were some of the first ones back. They've been serving and serving hard. And man, I'm just excited because it's a reflection of their leader. And so I'm just excited about what the youth, the college students, and the young adults have done in 2020. Again, they didn't just sit around and talk about woe is me, and they didn't sit around like some people do and discuss the intricacies of the infectious rate of the disease, and they didn't sit around thinking about, well, I wonder if it spreads this way or if it spreads this way, and well, I wonder, I mean, really, how is COVID-19 really real? They didn't really take a lot of time focusing on that. What they did was they put feet with their faith and they made it happen in 2020 despite COVID-19. So just some of the accomplishments, they were able to have a baptism. A young lady named Sophia. They added 9 new students in the midst of COVID-19. They added 9 new students. They added 5 new college students. They brought on some new associates. They were active in serving Mission Arlington. They even delivered packages to the homeless. They were able to have their fall retreat, and then they continue their relentless pursuit of other college students on the campuses of DBU, UTA, and Tarrant County College. If somebody asks you, what is Connect Church doing? How is Connect Church responding? I hope that you could see that we're busy around here doing what God has called us to do, in spite of. And so, man, I'm just excited. So the only one I don't think we have a video for is the worship. Okay, good. So we don't have a video from Carl and the worship team. We had some difficulties in that, so I'll just read some of the highlights from the worship ministry. The worship ministry, you really have to appreciate this. So COVID hit in March. Prior to March, our church didn't have an online presence in March. I don't even think online presence was even something that we had vaguely talked about it, kind of, sort of, but it wasn't even on the radar, kind of. But COVID hit. Bam. Carl, Beth Whitaker got together and they organized that whole worship media team that you see back there. I mean, at the turn of a dime. Hey, we need to reach our church. We can't have church. What are we going to do? Beth took charge of the media team. Carl took charge of the singers and the praise team and the worship team. And so that now we have a full-fledged media team at Connect Church that consists of 13 volunteers who has been cross-trained. They can all do all of the positions there. We are now online, having services live online, and then we also are on other different social media platforms, all in our efforts to reach you and to keep you engaged. We've changed the design of the stage and all that. All of this was done so that we could continue to connect with you and to impact you and to stay in fellowship with you. And so that's what our media team was able to accomplish in 2020. And so with all of that, I want to also give you a brief overview of the finances from 2020. I don't know if you have that slide, Mo. All right. So I will give out the numbers. If anybody wants them or have any questions, you can call me. I don't know if we could. I'll find out if I could send this out in an email. But we started out 2020 with a budget of $886,415. Because of COVID, we didn't quite hit it, but not including this Sunday, not including offerings, tithe and offerings from today, what we actually raised was $737,628. Our expenses was $685,569. So what that means, Connect Church, is for the, what year is this that we've been in the black? Is this year three? Four. This is year three or four that we have finished in the black. Yes, we need to give ourselves a hand clap of praise on that. I'm thinking the total for the year will probably, I'll say we'll probably end up somewhere around $750,000, if not more, probably $760,000. So our net profit for, and being a nonprofit, we don't show profit, but it's what we have left over, we'll probably finish in the black somewhere about 70 to 80,000 in the black. This is what we've been able to accomplish in 2020. So why am I sharing all of this with you? Because I want you to take a look around, and that's why I wanted to have videos to show you. I want you to look what God has done. The scripture that I read for you in Hebrews, it says, follow those who through faith and patience. It says, I'm going to go back and read it again. It says, so that you will not be sluggish. And so I don't want you to be sluggish. I don't want you to be weary. I don't want you to fall into this woe is me. I want you to remain joyful. I want you to remain encouraged. I want you to know that God is up to something. The Bible is true in its words when it says the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. It didn't say that it wasn't going to try, but it says it can't win. And so I want you to stay encouraged. I'm encouraging myself at the same time, because sometimes when you're doing ministry and it's a profession also, man, I tell you, sometimes it could get really, really difficult, because the more that you get in the weeds, sometimes the darker it could look. But I want to encourage you today to know that you and your families are connected to a church that, first of all, loves God and loves you. And I can say this from the elders, I can say it for Pastor Jay, our senior pastor, I can say it for myself and Pastor Jared. Our number one concern throughout all of this has always been your safety. Your safety. And then how can we keep you engaged? How can we continue to love on you? How can we continue to show you that, man, we're in this thing too? And so I'm going to close with a couple of questions. So how will you respond? How will you respond? Will you throw in the towel? Church is not for me. I don't want to do it anymore. Will you continue to sit on the sofa and watch it from home? Will you continue to continue in these new habits that you formed on Sundays? Or will you come back and continue to fellowship and help us build God's kingdom? Will you help us impact your children? Will you help us impact the world? Or will you continue to let a mask polarize you, politicize you, and keep you separated from your brothers and your sisters? Or will you roll up your sleeve, get in here, get alongside us, let's stop talking about what we're doing, and let's get to doing what God has called us to do? Will you join us in building our children's ministry? Will you join us in continuing to impact our youth and college and young adults? Will you get in here and get discipled and help disciple others? Or will you continue to sit on the sidelines, complain about it, and not do anything about it? One thing I've always taught my two sons: don't talk about it, be about it. And I'm going to ask Connect Church today, both here and online, are you ready to be about our Father's business and impact this world? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you today, God. God, I'm just in awe of you, God. God, we came together as a church 2 years ago, all around this fellowshipping around this idea, God, that we are better together. God, now that we're together, God, I pray that we fellowship around this idea, God. Let's move forward together. So, God, I So here I come, here I am, God. I humbly submit myself to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming in and rest, rule, and reigning in our hearts today, God. I pray, God, that there's hundreds of thousands of churches in the DFW area, God. But God, I pray that you find Connect Church, God, guilty, God, of doing your will in spite of whatever obstacle that we come up against, God. Your word says, God, follow those, God, who have endured more hardship than we could ever imagine, God, but they've continued to follow you, God, with faith and endurance. And so, God, I pray that we imitate them, God, that instead of this pulling us further apart, that, God, that this COVID-19 and everything that's surrounding it, God, that it brings us together. Cross party lines, cross neighborhood lines, God, cross geographical lines, God, but, God, it brings us together all to make your name great. And so, God, I just thank you for it right now. God, I pray that you bless our hearts, God, as you continue to knit our hearts together around the idea of serving your people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please stand with us. Please stand.